Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. 1 Timothy 6 tells us to fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Let's listen as Pastor Joel continues the teaching series, Fighting to Finish, Winning at Spiritual Warfare.
This is what the devil tells people. Nobody can judge you. Nobody can rebuke you. You're legalistic and all these other things. So what do? We go to the Word of God. Let's go to Luke 17, 3 and 4. Pastor, if you read that for us. These are things that we know, but somehow when you look at the word and you put it, that's the deciding factor is the word. Okay. Luke 17 verses 3 and 4.
Luke 17 verses 3 and 4 tells us, take heed to yourselves.
This is Jesus talking now.
If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him.
Amen. Thank you. Doesn't say you might or you can. It says do this. All right. So in other words, Jesus is saying here that we need to take heed. We need to pay attention. And we need to know that if you're sinning or you do something that is not of God and it involves church, then you will be rebuked. You'll be told. All rebuke is that you've been told. You've been straightened out. You've been called, not by the pastors, but by God, Jesus, who said, I set the church in motion. If the pastor doesn't do his or her job, guess what? He or she is going to be rebuked. So this says right here, Jesus took the hit, y'all. I ain't taking the hit for nobody, okay? I'm going to do what he tells me to do. So Jesus says right here in this scripture in Luke 17:3. Now, let me get back to it. He says, take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. It's so simple, okay? The lady that was braiding the hair was doing wrong. It says if your brother, it means sister too, right? There's no way you can come into church and do that. That's disrespectful to God. It's disrespectful to the people around you. I don't care if you were busy, okay? Put a hat on her. She's a female. Wait till you get off work. I mean, I'll go in the bathroom and braid her hair. But you don't braid hair in front of everybody and disrespect God's house and not expect somebody to very politely tell you about it. And then you leave because and never came back to this day. When the child loved the church, the child was such a light. But now that you see how the devil did it, he took that person out, took the child out. No telling what's going on in the child's life now. No telling what kind of impact that is because they were going through things anyway. But you let the devil get in and do that. And simply because you didn't want to hear it. So a lot of times these things happen, like I said, and just like the word tells us, because of the heart of the people. People don't want to be held accountable. But one thing about the word of God, it holds us all accountable from the top to the bottom. Okay. So Jesus says you need to take heed. It's a pretty simple plan. The devil will tempt people in churches across the board to defiantly disobey God's plans. Disobey God's plan to assemble themselves. See, just like people want to assemble themselves, I know people that come to church, rain, sleet, or snow. I know people who come to church and I know I've got to come to church. I'm the pastor, but they come almost as much as the pastor. That's a lot. Am I right? They are so dedicated. So I know it can be done. What makes them different than the people that won't? What makes them different that they show up for prayer and Bible study? One day we didn't have Bible study. I wasn't rebuked, but somebody said, hey, we didn't have Bible study. I'm like, ooh, yeah, that. I can tell y'all that was Audrey. Audrey was looking for Bible study. And that's what I'm talking about. But the Lord had cleared it, so I was in the clear. Okay, but if I had done it myself to say we're not going to have Bible study, I would have been wrong. Because guess what? There are some soldiers out here that come for the word of God. There are some people here that are looking to be fed by God. There are some people here that unless they're almost crawling, you bet you better pull up in their parking lot because you're going to see their car in the parking lot. And this is what God is talking about. But what makes the difference? What decides if some people are like that or not? Plain and simple. Some people don't want it. Some people don't want it bad enough. Or maybe they're not as stayed in the word. Maybe they're not have grown in the word. Or maybe they have other situations. God knows all that. We're just putting it out there that this is what he wants. Obviously, if you don't assemble yourselves in church, and if you let things go, the devil's going to run that same play to keep you away. Just like he did at the game we saw the other day. He's going to run the same play to keep you away. Well, my husband, well, he's going through issues. Well, my wife, I've heard people say my wife is sick, so we won't be there. Wait a minute, time out. Your wife is sick. What's wrong with you? Well, we're one. Not like that. Right? Right? I mean, can you leave her for 2 hours, hour and a half? Bring her something back, you think? Can you get somebody, you know, get a good movie? Well, her hand hurt. Well, okay. You just kind of put it on a pillow. Help us out here, you know. The word is very clear, you know. But the devil will sidetrack us, and that's all I'm trying to say. Remember, and it's dangerous because like this lady who walked away from church, Proverbs 18:1. What does that say, Pastor? Read that one for us. It's a quick one. I know we're running short of time.
Proverbs 18:1 tells us, mm-hmm. A man who isolates himself, seeks his own desire, mm-hmm. He rages against all wise judgment. A fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing his own heart.
Okay, I think you married one and two, but that's fine too. I'm not calling anybody a fool. She got carried away. But I didn't say it. The Bible said it. But it says a man or woman who isolates him or herself seeks their own desire and rages against all wise judgment. And none of us want to think that's us. But if we're not careful and we really look at that, desire is a funny thing, you all. We all know James 1:13-15, and it tells us about that desire. So each one of us is tempted and enticed by our desire. When desire is conceived, it produces sin, and when sin is full grown, it brings forth death. That means your desires will lead you down the wrong road. If you want something bad enough, like that lady, she wanted to sit there and braid that hair. That was it. I'm going to braid this hair. That's what she may as well have said. I'm going to braid this hair, and I'm going to stay in this hair. And you get up there and preach and leave me alone. I'm going to braid this hair. She may as well have said that, and that was it. She couldn't have her way. That was her desire, and she left the church. She put her daughter at risk and everything else because she said she wanted the true word of God. Well, that's what you were getting. But this comes with the word of God. You've got to be held accountable, and people do not want accountability. Another person left the church for other reasons. But again, the same thing was happening. They isolated themselves. And the thing is, you have to be careful. When the devil isolates you where you start missing church, you got one foot in and one foot out. Then you go somewhere else and you got one foot in and one foot out. This is the thing that happens. James 5:16 tells us something. It says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. For the effective, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Now, my question is, this point, this scripture itself tells you that you got to be hooked up in your own church. See, how can you confess your trespasses to one another when you don't know anybody? You ain't been to church. You're going to different churches. Who do you know that you can confess your trespasses to? If we have bickerings with each other, it's because we see each other regularly. As a church, this scripture right here tells you that we're supposed to commune in our church first, okay? First in our church. You become familiar with the people in the church. That means that you, how can you have effective and fervent praying when you don't come to prayer service? It says the effective and fervent prayers of a righteous person. Who told you you were righteous? God has to tell you, but you've got to come and make the effort. You got to be praying people. And if you're not pouring into your church, how are you held accountable? Where's the iron sharpening iron when there's only one iron? And you got it, okay? But you won't allow the other iron to sharpen you because you don't want to be accountable. And nobody can tell you. This is what the devil will do if we're not careful. How effective do you think your prayers are? Can they be called effective if you have not effectively obeyed God's commands? Think about it. How can we consider our prayers to be fervent if we haven't fervently looked for Jesus and done what we're supposed to do in our hearts and in our minds, knowing that we're doing what he wants us to do? Or are we doing what we want to do? This is what we have to think about. This is all food for thought. So another reason why we are to regularly attend our appointed church is God wants us to have consistency in teaching. He wants us to have consistency in teaching where he is disseminated through his mouthpieces at those churches. Okay? Consistency. Different pastors preach different ways. Different teachers teach different ways. Different overseers and shepherds. Some teaching according to context, certain context interpretation. Some teach more according to authors. Some bring in more theology. Some bring cultural influence. Some bring miracles and different things like that. God has put you in a place so you can glean what he wants for you. He knew before the foundation of the world who you were supposed to sit under. You can't know unless you line up with God. But when you cavalierly go somewhere else and say, I don't have to be there, then you need to talk to the Lord because you could circumvent your blessings. Yeah. I've seen it happen so many times. That's why I have to preach this. That's why he told me to preach this. And I didn't even know when he told me this. I said, why am I preaching this? So again, learning here and there from different teachers has a tendency to produce here and there understanding. Did you know that? When you get a little bit here and a little bit there, you only learn a little bit. And then that bit takes away from this bit, so you're learning here and there, and that's not much at all. Not for what God wants for you. You may be able to get away with some Bible trivia somewhere, but I don't know if you can even talk to a Jehovah's Witness when you're witnessing to them if you're learning here and there, because you'd be so confused that they will even lead you the wrong way. Come on now. We got Jehovah's Witnesses in the family. When you go up against them, you better know what you're going on as far as theological doctrine. You got to sit in the word and know that word. And speaking of here and there, iron sharpening iron and different things like that adequately on matters of God's word, it relates. How does that relate when we're missing in action? More times there than we are here. The devil will have you going if you're not careful. That's what we have to have. But it's a fact that God wants his people to receive a consistent curriculum of study. And that's the one that provides congregants with the true and complete word of God. When I see people miss, I grieve for them. I grieve when I see, especially men. I'm sorry, fellas. Not many of us here, 4, 5, 6. I count you all. When you miss, it bothers me. Because we need to be on a schedule where we can really get this thing down in our bones. We can't afford to miss. I'm like a 3-striker. I cannot afford to go down back where I came from. I got to walk in this word and get all I can. I'm looking for some men to come along with me. I'm looking for some people to say, I'm going to come unless I'm dying. I'm going to be there Unless I got a fever and affect all y'all and I wear a mask, you tell me, Pastor, am I supposed to come? I'm looking for that because that's what it takes to follow God. That's what it takes to run this race. There's a burden on us men. And I'm saying this to all the churches. We can't afford to miss. I can't afford to think of a vacation. I don't get no vacations. And I'm not looking for any vacations. I need to be in this word all the time. There's too much riding on my salvation. There's too much riding. I can't afford to put it down. I can't afford to take it lightly. I can't afford to be knocked out, knocked down, drug out. I've got to get up. And this is the way we have to do if we want to run this thing to completion. There's an urgency. I'm a pastor and people get upset about pastors sometimes. But Hebrews 13:17 tells us, it says that you're supposed to obey your leaders. It says to watch over them. They watch over your souls. So you should obey them. They must give account. It says, so let them do their job with joy. Don't grieve them. It says, if you grieve your pastor, it's unprofitable for you. Some of us are going through trials and we don't even know why we're going through them. Could it be that we have not done what God wanted us to do? Could that be? Have you put it on the conveyor belt and ran it through the x-ray? Some people have the same problem. 14, 15 years I've known them. There's something amiss. Don't let the devil run us down. God doesn't want us to do that. This scripture it tells us these things. Anything that's hampering the cohesive working of the church, God's not in that. God's not in that. Don't let these people lie to you and tell you that. Don't let the devil fool you. God's not in that. It's not biblical. It is biblical that you need to be in church, in your church first. This is all biblical. It's plenty of scripture. So if somebody doesn't know that, guess what it means? You don't know the word. And that means to get into studying. That means learn this thing so we all can gather around you and we all can knock that devil back where he belongs to and, you know, put them demons back in their place. That's what that means. That's why God is preaching this sermon. That's why he's giving me this. Pastor, watch this. Take us to Ephesians 4:11-13. We're going to run about 5 minutes over, but I'm going to get us out of here.
Ephesians 4:11-13 tells us, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to of the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. If we went on, it would go on and on. But this is a powerful scripture right here. And this text is speaking, of course, of the house of God being unified and under the guidance of God's leaders. Okay? The ones that are chosen by God, not somebody that just popped up in there. Not somebody that your board member friends appointed. But somebody who was appointed by the Lord himself, okay, who was called to do it, who is going to operate under the tutelage of Jesus Christ, all right, to the knowledge of Christ. Now, for believers to give their church anything less than full obedience in regards to service is to hamper their chances at winning in spiritual warfare. How do you expect to win when you're hampering the church? How do you expect to get all that God has for you when you won't go to church to get it? How? God says, I know the plans I have for you. Okay? Again, this scripture is saying that he, Jesus Christ, set the whole church order and paradigm up in a way that, in this way, to in order for the church to succeed and accomplish what he has planned in the church. So we as followers of Christ can fight to the finish, can stick it out to the end. After all, that's God's way. That's what Jesus did, didn't he? To endure. He laid it down and he said, it is finished. We got to finish, amen? Why would we want to do anything other than finish whatever assignments God has given us with the same determination that Christ had? If Christ lives in us. Well, one reason is that when it comes to standing in and supporting your church, displaying loyalty to your local church, our habits and behaviors often exhibit what is truly hidden deep in our hearts. God knows our hearts. And for the reason, and the reason for that are two words, free will. At the end of the day, God gives us free will. But church, I can't tell it all because I've got to close. But just let me say that God will never take away your free will. He ain't going to take it away. But as I always say, and you've heard me say this before, free will brings a big bill. All right? At the other end, free will bring you a huge bill that you got to pay at the end of the walk. Okay? And our lack of loyalty when it comes to our behaviors, which does not benefit the church or hampers God's plans for his church that you've been assigned to, it causes many to come up short in spiritual warfare. And this is to all churches. We need to listen to this as a church. It's sad because often at the root of all these things is a selfish heart. A heart that's so hidden in stone that it doesn't even know it's being selfish. Okay? But the Word of God tells us that there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed. God has a way of bringing things to light because he truly knows our hearts. I didn't know this about the lady. I'm just using that lady. There's been other people. There's been a lady who walked out because she just wanted to sing. I told you about her. Came here 2-3 times, said, I want to sing, and I'm going to sing, and you got to let me sing. Don't you dare hamper my gift. Whoa. She didn't even know the bylaws. She didn't know what the rules were. We didn't know if she was saved. She told me she had been singing in clubs and everything else. You want a club up here? Oh, no, it doesn't work that way. There's an order. Okay. You haven't been to Bible study? You don't get up here unless you've been to Bible study, unless you learn the word, because when you come up here, it's not singing, it's ministering. There's a difference. Oh, she talked about us. She even talked about the little light, the little butterfly here. So we took it because, you know, we work for the Lord. If I was young and I was in Chicago, I had my sisters beat her up, but I can't do that now. I don't hit women. I let my sister do it. They used to put on them Levi's jeans, and they go out there and take their earrings off. That'd take care of that, you know. But I'm saved. But God has a way. God has a way of bringing things to the light like he brought that to the light. He knows our hearts. And we might want to think about it. If we hear ourselves singing that tune, it's all about you, Jesus, and it changed the word to it's all about me, Jesus, then you know that your heart needs to be changed.
Praise God. Deuteronomy 10 says, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Amen. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're thankful you tuned in today. Listen, if you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. Thanks for tuning into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of Fighting to Finish, Winning at Spiritual Warfare with Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is